Jenny phone?
Exchange deal, which would at last bring the hostage crisis to an end.
We'll check it out. At home
there were
away.
protests at a London dock today as a
you
ship
are?
tried to unload
After
its
home and away
cargo
or something.
of wood. The timber had come from the tropical rainforests of Southeast Asia and
been
brought to Britain to make
it
things like furniture.
We get it.
Today's demonstration
yeah,
was organised by the campaign group Tread of the Earth,
no,
who wants to stop
and
the trade in tropical hardwood
by the
for places like
mm.
Malaysia and Indonesia.
You don't pay there.
Yeah.
Get your video.
They met the ship
that
arrived in
then.
Britain early this morning
you
to
take
begin
it back
unloading
the same
its cargo.
Night,
Campaigners say most rainforest
yeah.
wood
that's
brought to this
country
comes
from
Southeast Asia.
About 200 protesters gathered outside
That's
the dock to demand an end
videos,
to trade
yeah.
in tropical hardwood. To make their point, a huge inflatable chainsaw was used as a symbol of the destruction of the rainforest. The demonstrators say the government must take action
to
now to ban the import of tropical timber,
really
rainforests
I'm just trying to get down to it tomorrow, no?
And finally, a new law came
you asked James
into effect
anything you need to know.
Community today, which gives much greater protection.
Anything you need for Monday, you could let him know.
It's the latest
let you know.
Sign of friendship between the human beings in Europe can lead to a safer future.
But they won't stand if you sort of say, "Oh, well, I was away last week." They won't take that as an excuse.
Yes, besides the waiter.
Yeah, but there's nothing else.
Else or everybody will want one more. What's that fly doing in my suit? Looks like the restaurant's it doesn't seem to matter.
What about that
massive?
Don't
explode
give
me
that.
On Saturday. We've got Disney Club on Sunday as well.
In Italian thing.
John Barker and Andrew find out how many trips to consume every year at Walt Disney World. Okay? And what have we got for you tomorrow? We've got Captain Britain and Sea Zone. We've got Monster Factor. We've got Mike and Angela. And Go Wild guest is Ben Elton. My name's Ben Elton. Good afternoon.
Next year on Thames, Bob Holness has the questions in Blockbusters.
Bugs Bunny pictures on the front.
Well, they're just from Marks. Got to get into Marks to get them. Nobody's phone at all day today.
No.
You sleep when they come in?
No, I was
sleep when you were ill?
Yeah.
Did he wake you up?
No. Because he went out, he kept when he went to those exercises.
Where was she then? Upstairs?
Where?
Sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, not on the couch?
No, he was doing his exercises.
There. I left you on the couch.
No, I went to sleep on the couch then.
Oh, did you?
No, I said I wasn't at the start.
Oh, he's just resting there. Then you went upstairs again.
When, no. When Dad went to do his exercise, I did.
Oh, I see.
He went to come in here.
And then you woke up at 1 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
How long did he come in then after I phoned?
I don't know. I don't know what's on your phone.
About 10 past 1. You said you'd gone to Did you take your Christmas card in today? Did you take your Christmas card in? So, you just want a Swiss roll? Who's going then? Just year 7? Colour? Colour? Can you talk?
How was it?
Is it just year 7?
Last year. Oh, that. Listen, everybody. This is Amanda and Marcus Gilman. Used to live in Newcastle.
She says she's done her homework.
She's not done her homework, she hasn't done any of here. So she could have gone.
What have you got in here then? What can we do at school now then and not bring her home anymore?
Go on, you've already gone.
Colour. I'll turn the TV off. I said, how come you do it at school now and you don't bring her home anymore?
So I did bring the Christmas message with them.
Go on.
So what does she say about your canoe thingy, mate? Or did you bring it home? Seen James next Sunday.
He wants to be asleep at this Friday night.
I'm very much down to
it. I'm not saying.
I'm not saying.
short cycle of the week.
You might have to find Jill tonight, won't you? Well, she'll probably phone anyway, won't she? That's what I mean, as we have one, so she might. That's what I mean, we won't catch her in. She might phone about 9:30 when she got back from the hospital. Well, you never know, they might even phone if she can get near a phone. I mean, they've got those phone trolleys.
Yes, she will.
I bet Jane just gets your cough, do you?
She will,
isn't
she?
I bet he does.
Next Sunday? She'll talk. No, she won't. But she'll just say the marks are very bad. She's her family. I don't think she'll even come. She's not that. I think she'll know how upset she is. Tracy, did you just tell me to follow this day with me? She didn't. You let me hear everything say. She thinks the world of you. But she does. And she's, I'm really glad she talked to me now. She's like, oh my God, she's not going to talk to me. I said she wanted to, but she didn't know what to say, and he's gone, yes. Yeah. took an anesthetic in him. Knocked you out.
I'm going to tape specials. I've got the tape in. You're going to watch specials, aren't you?
Oh, we're watching specials and we're taping top parents. What was it? Top parents. Mm-hmm. Top parents. Top parents.
Music.
Just do, 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 do. It's so very annoying.
Yes, I don't. You better not tell Alice this tomorrow. Is she good at her pet? Look at that, what does she, what grade is she in?
I don't
know. At nearly 12. So I think she should get on this, shouldn't she? And she started being funny, saying, oh, I got on this and you got twins. Just say, yeah, let's see what you get at grade 3, Tatman. Just say, I'm not in a baby's class at 12. That's all you've got to say. But you just go in there, mate. It's not at all. That's what Tracy did, didn't you? What's she say? What's she say?
She just sodomized and just. Well, they said off to me, but just like sodomized. She didn't hear them. Turn your back. They're talking to you. She said they'd be nasty and then they come back and talk to you. Just turn your back halfway through it.
You're good at that. Anyway. You're good at doing that, aren't you? Oh, oh, come.
It started yet.
That's me.
The heat is etching. Come
how terrifying.
What's his head with him? Where did she stop?
On a train.
Hello.
Yeah.
How are you? What are you doing, Lou?
She's been upstairs.
You had a little snooze? Yeah. About this, he's getting better, aren't you? Why not?
Because you're not upstairs.
This is special there, what you put in that.
Oh, just leave it.
It's right now, Mum.
If it happened to me, be upstairs, that's here.
Sorry, I've got here tomorrow.
Take it, that was the tape, wasn't it? That was there. Yeah, had those colour people on. But all red eyes there, when you've been quiet. Look at them, great big red blotches. Just been talking to Tracy over these marks. Marks that she is. Tracy said she's just going to be one of these. The judge either likes you or he don't like you. And like I said to her, it's like James. He'll go in for his maths, won't study, go in for his maths and get an A. You'll study like mad, revise like mad and come out with a C. If you're lucky. And like she said, the two Hollis and Jennifers walked in there and they're halfway there already because they like the look of them. They haven't practiced or anything, but they don't need to. They just go in there and they come out with it. But they'll come on stuff later on.
It's family, it's like that. He wants to better himself with money. He's not a natural here, he's got to work here.
We're
his
all
family, everyone in here, we have to work at what we do.
Don't come easy to us. Like Tracy said, they're born with a silver spoon in their mouth. We're not
learning.
See, part of life and growing up. But Tracy knows you're dedicated and it's silly giving it up. No, but saying, right, I'm not going tomorrow night. Go and show them. Like Tracy said, sod them all. They're nasty to you. Ignore them. It's like Tracy said with you. I mean, she did a gold star. She was waiting for the letter to come through, Tracy. Thinking she got honours. Got open the letter and she failed. Tracy, I can believe it. Yeah, she'd give it everything she's got. She said, I worked for weeks and months on that exam. And she failed it. And do you know what age she took grade 4? And got commended?
She said she didn't stop getting high marks in the commended until she was 15.
15, 16 before she got high marks.
How old are you, 11?
Exactly. 11 years old and you're in elementary now.
Pre-elementary.
Yeah. Look at Vicky. You're not much lower than Vicky. Vicky's nearly 15.
Yeah.
Get
better than all of them.
Like Tracy said, she had to.
Who's teaching already?
Out of the school, how many of them got in at Sound of Music out of those 100 kids? Did Jennifer get in?
How many?
Did Emma get in? No, Emma must have felt. Our two sisters got in, not Emma.
Wait, how many of them can dance, sing, and act?
Exactly. That's exactly what Tracy tells
Lisa?
Her.
Lisa?
What?
This is the first time she's got honours for an exam, Carla. She's always gets a commended for tap and mod, and that's what Tracy said. Emma gets away with it, but Lisa doesn't.
I
don't
want medicine now. Yeah.
Are you feeling it? Can't have much more to take, have you?
Oh,
just keep in about 3 minutes to go now.
Okay.
Yeah, and then that's it now.
Right.
No, it's all done, Mum. Yeah. You're at 100% now.
I didn't throw up on the drive.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to pick you up at 4:15 at the school.
Do you have 10 past?
probably be there at 4, I'll be in the village. And then come home here. If you've got any homework, do it. Take a sandwich. We've got food out there now. We're sat at 6.
I can't get behind that.
Don't chew that sweater, please.
We've
only got half an hour to go through the chat.
What? Chat was at half an hour.
You don't need to go through
chat. No, I mean, you need to go.
Oh, yeah.
I just, I knew it because it's hard that I don't try to go through it. That 8 times. Jenny just sits there in the air.
That's alright. That's Tracy knows. What? Who's got people to help teach you? They haven't. Have they? Is she the one that's been picked? God, is that short or what?
In favour.
She bends over.
I've got your phone. And then I've had the both the mess.
A
higher level than general level.
Come on. Both levels. Or just in case they put you down in there.
Well, I'm only going to get down half of the general level, but done by my marks. For math. I've gone through two chapters tonight.
Did he say anything about the geography? James. What about the French? You've not had no revision for that. You can help each other on that. Here's her talking. She had a conversation with Jean the other day.
What?
Good French, didn't you? Jean loved it because she forgot a lot of the words, didn't she? And then she seen in the end. She picked it up. But she was asking, I was really quite surprised with it, not how much she could say. What was that one asking if you got an animal?
What did you mean asking?
Why don't you do a bacon in the end?
I mean, we need to put the chicken in, Stevie.
No, that'll take a couple of minutes.
Then how am I going to survive tonight? Well, I can't have a cigarette after 12 o'clock. Not even tomorrow morning. I should be in the office already in the morning.
Right, while we're on the subject of legal, this is going to be a sore subject.
Yeah.
Mummy informed me that they're going to stop Rand Jones here tomorrow night.
Possibly. Not for definite. Possibly.
Right. Well, I tell you, this is. I'm not telling you what to do, it's entirely your decision.
I'll just want that little one, that big this one.
This one?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Any phone calls today?
No. None whatsoever.
Bear in mind, you are getting over cold.
Yeah.
Over cold,
right?
Mm-hmm. You're far from very well. And we are going to be going to see January the 4th, which is not many days away. Right? Now, in my opinion, I would say don't seek round changes else for one, right, for the simple reason that you won't go to bed till late in the morning or whatever, which will not be back, right?
Mm.
The other one is phone Peter and tell him that you've been off to for a week, halfway football this week. Next week, at the weekend off, still go out. I'm not saying stay indoors, still go out. Next week, get yourself, you decide on yourself to do your own training. Go to football training, normally.
But how can I do it?
Exams every day.
Yeah.
Well, I've got work every day, but I still come home and do it. I don't want to do it. It's if you want to do something. It's like I said to you, I'm not telling you to do it. But I'll tell you something now. When you go skiing on January the 4th, I've never skied. But I can assure you this. James, I know for a fact, is going to special lessons. And if you're not fit and you just get over a cold now, there is no way you're fit. You're going to be an absolute disaster, are you? And I'll tell you what, and if you go and play football on Sunday and you're not 100% fit from this cold, you've got school next week as well. But, that's your decision, I was. You're old enough to get it happen. I'm just giving you my viewpoint. Whether it's a hard match or what, it's up to you.
But isn't it great?
Tell me something, if it was a Grove match on Tuesday this week, could you have played?
No.
So all I'm saying is try and get rid of the whole, not your tablets to finish up about Saturday or Sunday.
Tomorrow.
And I mean, like I said to you today, you saw what you got. So is it going to do you any good, really?
No.
Alright, it's going to upset Pete. And you probably ain't going to want to leave your friends standing around on the football field. Don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to say back is going to do that. All I want to see you is better, back to school and back to your fitness again. I'm not being a, you do as you say, dad. It's up to you, mate. If you think that you feel that you're alright to do it, by all means do it. And you can say, well, I told you so, dad. If you still want that coffee, mate,
do you think you'd be fit enough? You're fit enough to play there?
No, I don't know for a fact I'm not, because all I've done all week is sit in my bum, watch telly and eat a lot.
But by Sunday, you think you will be?
Yeah, how can I get myself fit for Sunday? You can't. It's like if I went out swimming and that on Saturday, or even tomorrow. A couple of swimming lessons ain't going to get me fit for Sunday.
It's not the football that I'm worried about, it's the skiing.
No, but I'm just saying, I'm not going to be able to run around for 80 minutes, being set up. Alright, I'll get through it, but I won't be running about as much as what I usually do.
And next week you'll be off again?
Possibly, yeah.
You're doing Pete no favours, because Pete thinks he's putting out a good... Alright, Pete might say on the tempo. If say for instance you've sprung up and say, look Pete, I'm sorry I've got to score this season for you, but he might get two other players and he say, well, I've got a team so he can cancel the match.
I'll give him in tonight and he might have time to get some players.
You've got to get your... I think I'm in the mud, isn't it? If you don't get yourself right, you're going to be on like 2-8.
The difference last week, half of us had done us in getting up to go to Blackbush and standing out on that football pitch. Did us a lot of good, did it?
Insurance has he got for skiing? not taking the fact that he's going to have an injury or anything, but I'm just saying in case something does happen.
No.
If you could speak to Jill
and
find out from her, if it comes to it, we could perhaps ask the old lady if she can set something up where.
You know what we've got to do this week, or next week? Your passport.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. Otherwise, you're not going to get it done.
Well, it was already done.
Yeah?
I said I thought it was already done and the form was sent away.
You can't, you've got to go and do it in person. We can't get it, you've got to be there and sign in front of me. A working post office. I'll phone Pete up tonight then. And tell him. I don't think it will be well enough.
I'd love to see him play football with us. I think he'd be a complete idiot. Really. He's doing Pete no favours. He's doing himself no favours. Next week, get him. Like I said to you, Lee, you've got to train. Doesn't matter. It's no good having me.
He might, because I mean, Craig's out, isn't he? He's banned now till February. So you've got to try and get some other players, isn't he?
You've got to have enough players.
Who's Avery?
Well, he's got Stevie Duffel, hasn't he? He plays in the Alan Show.
They play those two instead of you and Craig.
See the weekend now on your tablets. And when you get back to school, get back and do it in a serious way. Take for 3 weeks till you get your skiing over with. Then drop back into your usual spot. But I tell you what, if you go skiing and you're not 100% fit or as fit as you can be, from what I've read about it, now you're going to be in a white tour out there.
Those unusual things. The other ones. And it's like, James, you imagine, what time do you have to get up this morning? 1:45?
The what?
The tablet.
Well, I was waiting for 1:45.
You won't be kind of bitter for 3 o'clock, don't you, James?
We will though. We did last time, we were in bed by 10:30. No, 11:00.
Yeah, 9:12. Yeah, I've heard it all. See, I don't care what you do, you can go and play football.
What was you going to sleep around for then?
We're going to spend the night revising. Because we're not going to do much revision Saturday, or Saturday night maybe. But Saturday during the day, we'll probably be out. All we're going to do is just revise maths and physics. Because we both want to do well in them. But only these help more in maths. Alright, I can revise still in maths. But it's not the same, because when he was around here the other night, he's like, in a way, like a teacher. Seems to know what he's doing on everything. Even if I look back at my work and I still can't understand it and explain it.
We'll see how you feel. If you, I mean, if you're only going round there and you're going to go to bed at a reasonable hour.
Well, I say I am tomorrow. I'm not saying anything.
As long as you're not going up the village
No. And
hanging around the street, because then that will.
I know.
We'll have to try and get this suit organised. What about you? Don't you? I suppose you don't feel like we'd be too tired to take me out tomorrow when you finish.
No, because that makes us keep fit up and that there.
Couldn't you do is keep fit first?
Why don't you go?
And then you could go for a swim over, go and do a suit, and you could go for a swim at Guildford. Why?
You can even got a cold nail.
I should say you can pick it up.
You can go in the cafe.
In the morning. Are you going to Guildford tomorrow in the lorry?
You got to go and you got to try that suit off.
You got that. Just see how you feel tomorrow. If you feel bad enough or.
I'm going to get school shoes too, don't we? If not, you can come with me Saturday, but. If you sleep around James's, I'll be going about half past 9, otherwise you won't get packed.
Aye, but the late night shopping after school.
When?
Looks great.
We've got to get this suit sorted out.
Yeah, I know the suit.
Oh, what, for the shoes?
Yeah. Excuse me.
No, because I've got to take Carla one night next week, I promised her I would.
But if you can probably have them pickies on as well, what are your chances?
Probably send your mum be able to get some of that, won't she?
Well, of course, she's good for a week. So, if you've got someone on a skiing accident, they've got to be helicopter lifted off.
How is that a clean plate or is that a clean
plate?
Yeah,
but surely his thing, his insurance for his medical cover, his card he's got.
Yeah,
he won 11 card.
We can cover you in a helicopter. If you got to be airlifted off a mountain, you been.
Yeah, but those E111, all children under that age, don't they? You're covered.
I was reading it in a magazine. I reckon if you have an accident on a mountain or something, you can't get an ambulance up there, can you?
Did you tell Mum this morning? Have you told Mum yet about Lenny? Fatso. Kevin.
No, I won't.
Why?
She wouldn't appreciate it. That's it.
Did you talk to Lenny?
No, Dibby Lenny.
It's not Dibby Lenny.
Oh, no.
This is a fat